From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Mexican government is moving to protect a huge tract of land along the Gulf of Mexico to save it from overfishing and development. The Laguna Madre is a biologically rich waterway near the border of Texas and Mexico. Biologists, bird watchers, and anglers are celebrating the conservation plan. But as NPR's John Burnett reports, it's also making some local fishermen wary of the future.
A Mexican fisherman with a gold crucifix and white rubber boots, guns an outboard motor, and noses his skiff into a placid blue expanse called the Laguna Madre, the Mother Lagoon. Aptly named, it is a cradle to a cosmos of shrimp, fish, native and migratory birds. This hypersaline lagoon, ranging from a few hundred yards to 12 miles across, is the only one of its kind in North America. It extends 277 miles from the high-rise condos of Padre Island, Texas, past the mouth of the Rio Grande, and south to the remote tidal flats of the Mexican state of Tamaulipas. One of the passengers is Karen Chapman, a specialist on the Laguna Madre for the conservation nonprofit group Environmental Defense.
Right now we're going to head to a nesting island where we're hoping to find some colonial water birds.
Despite the inviting image of birds in little tri-cornered hats, she means birds that nest in groups, and some of the 200 unpopulated islands that dot the Laguna Madre of Mexico are bird cities.
The Laguna Madre is home to the largest wintering and migratory population of shorebirds along the Gulf Coast. Right now, it's summertime.
Benny the boatman cuts his motor and pulls the fiberglass skiff toward a desert island that has been taken over by a community of big-winged birds, roseate spoonbills, great blue herons, reddish and snowy egrets. The birds are actually doing fine out here. Their habitat has not been disturbed yet. At most risk is the ecosystem we're floating on, a trackless undersea pasture of seagrass, which fishermen routinely rake with illegal dragnets. Alfonso Banda is with the Mexican environmental group Pro Natura Noreste.
The seagrass gives the Laguna Madre its productivity. When the grass dies, it forms part of the diet of the shrimp, and then the shrimp is food for many other fish species. The shrimp is the bounty of the Laguna Madre. If it weren't for this seagrass, the Laguna Madre wouldn't be as important.
The dragnets catch the immature shrimp before they have a chance to grow. So the next time you eat popcorn shrimp, think cradle robbing. Some 10,000 people make their living fishing the Laguna Madre, rather overfishing it, such as these men who are line fishing off a rickety dock in the squalid village of Higuerillas. For shrimpers like Pilar Mesa Cristobal, who also serves as police chief here, change had to come sooner or later. His family moved here 34 years ago, like everyone else, as migrants from another part of Mexico.
Without much work, we used to catch shrimp just dipping a net in the laguna. Shrimp and fish were abundant. Now they're much more scarce.
Every one of the 36 fishermen's cooperatives that work the Laguna Madre had to sign off on the protected area decree. In current conservation trends, governments of developing nations rarely declare a national park anymore and then move out all the residents. Though Mesa's co-op agreed to the refuge, he's uneasy about what comes next.
On the one hand, the government is doing a good thing. They're protecting the marine species. On the other hand, many say it will be difficult to adapt ourselves to this new way of life that we'll have. We know we won't be able to fish as we had before.
Most of the fishing villages scattered along the Mexican Laguna Madre are little more than squatter settlements. Higuerillas, situated on a trash-strewn inlet an hour's drive from the Texas border, is the worst of them. A dilapidated truck clatters slowly across the hard-packed sand, selling bananas, pineapples, tomatoes, and jalapenos. Shirtless men, grateful for the shade of tin roofs, squint at the fruit wagon, the only thing that appears to be moving in the pestilential midday heat. In Iguerias, there is no electricity, no telephones, no potable water, no sewers, no garbage pickup, no land titles, no mayor, and no one to look after the Laguna Madre. And that's been the problem, says Jeff Weigel, with the Nature Conservancy's Mexico program, a partner in the Laguna protection effort.
Really, what's going on now, I think, in the Mexican Laguna is it's almost like they're strip mining the fishery resource, because there's this huge number of people who are all competing for the same resource, and you're starting to see the effect of that. They catch smaller and smaller shrimp every year, and the conservation strategy has to be developed that lowers that pressure but also keeps these people living on the land or the water.
In April, the Mexican government declared 1.4 million acres of this coastline protected, making it one of the largest refuges in the country. Under the designation, residents will be allowed to continue fishing, shrimping, and crabbing here, but with controls, such as limits on the numbers of shrimpers, no fishing dates to allow marine life to regenerate, and no fish zones that are permanently off limits. Most importantly, the government must hire a refuge manager and guards to enforce the new rules. Ernesto Enkerlin, director of the National Commission for Protected Areas, insists the fishing communities will benefit. They'll get titles to their property and start receiving basic services like light and water. And he says the shrimpers will learn some business smarts.
How they're going to market the shrimp, in this case, to get a better price and not to depend on the coyotes, as they are called, coming in and paying a ridiculously low price. So a lot of it has to do with improving their own organizational status.
11 years ago, the state government was proposing dredging a ship channel along the entire coast, which would have destroyed habitat and altered the hydrodynamics of the delicate lagoon. Conservationists mobilized, fought the canal, defeated it, and kept working. Today, the creation of the Laguna Madre Protected Area is a beacon of hope for other Mexican environmentalists. John Burnett, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.